Okay.
Yep.
It's on.
Four.
Mary Beth. Okay, we'll open the meeting.
Always do this.
Move we accept the minutes as read.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Wait, no, I don't even have the agenda yet. Hold on a minute. The agenda was hidden, see?
That's the first thing, right?
Yes.
All right.
We have a resolution 138 amending the 2014 Ulster County budget appropriating unexpended grant funds from New York State Homeland Security. That's at $210,000.
Yeah.
I'll move it. It's moving last year's money to this year.
I'll second it.
Okay, so moved by Kenny.
Second by
Mary Beth. Discussion? There shouldn't be. Thank you.
All in favor? We have
all
to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sheriff's report. Paul, let me see. You guys look like you're doing great. And on a side note, you are doing great.
Thank you. And that's pretty self-explanatory. We're on a pace of 1.5 for board in revenue, which puts us over what our expectations were. It all hinges on what our own headcount is. We're going to be good with Dutchess County until at least the end of the year.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yep. We know
you were looking at August as a
but also
at one point.
August hopefully will get us to where estimated budget was.
Right.
But the rest of the year, we know we're going to have Dutchess inmates at least through the end of the year.
Also, I commend you guys on the work. You send us all the time. I mean, that's good work, good heads up. And
I just kept scrolling down that email.
Twenty-something?
Wow, there are lots of bad 30, people in this
32
room.
Total.
What amazes me is some of the grief you've gotten from areas that don't want to let one of their officers work with you guys. And when you think about, the teamwork that you guys have and probably $1 million group of men and women going forward and the small cost that to a municipality to have that manpower, if you will, I think they've got the cart before the horse. So, I love it when I see the stuff from you guys.
And we actually got the attention now of Homeland Security. They have a member assigned to us.
Good.
Excellent.
They were a huge resource for the event. So.
Good. Now, you guys, you do a good job. And I know the guys down by me, they're solid. Ambulance calls, everything. And like I said the other day, Robbie Shamro, he's helping me carry the cot out of the house because it was just he and I and the medic. And,
what they should be doing.
That's what they all do, and got to commend them for that. So. Any old business?
I got one other thing.
Oh, okay.
It's under new business.
Okay, new business then?
New business, for me anyway, for the sheriff's office, we're having issues in the facility with our sliders. They should last longer than they have. The sliders are the mechanical doors that get you from one spot to another into a pod. Yeah. Sometimes there's two, sometimes there's one, so we're having issues with them. We had a meeting a couple days ago with Buildings and Grounds because nobody budgeted for it. It's a Buildings and Grounds responsibility. We are going to find money within our budget to replace the worst of the worst this year soon. And then as we get close towards the end of the year, if we have any leftover money in our budget, we will again replace some. And for 2015, Buildings and Grounds will come up with a plan to fund it. Probably a 5-year project to replace all the doors.
Did you buy them the same place State Corrections bought theirs?
Very well.
Ours are
MSP.
They were broken all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
The new ones are a lot better. They say they can go 2 million times without an event where they break down. And for us, that'll be 24 years at the base that we use them now.
Okay, good. Okay.
Just quick question on that. Is there any way we can go back at them on warranty work or anything like that?
No, apparently not, according to Brian Cunningham.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, we got to have them.
Yeah,
so.
And the maintenance crew is doing a good job on upkeep with them.
What kind of money is it?
$10,000 a door.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that with the electrical stuff, too? And
excuse me?
Is that with electrical stuff?
Yeah, that's installed $10,000 per.
And it's not the kind of door you want to skimp on.
I know it's State Corrections.
You don't want to go out in the back alley and try to buy one of these on the black market.
That's a good company. I'm
insane, bloody thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other business of any sort? Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got one small little piece of business. Fire advisory board has been chomping at the bit for me to come and give you a presentation on another thing we're not going to want to fund, which is their fire training center. But I'd like to get it off of my plate and on our plate. So if we could work on scheduling that next month, if that's all right.
May?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Is that all right?
We'll do it for the meeting in May.
All right.
And I also mentioned to Jay, that I'm going to speak to Peter. I know Peter likes to meet later, but I'm going to look at what his schedule with Albany is.
I mean, due respect to Peter, I don't think he's been here when we've had the meetings late.
Yeah, so let's not do 7 o'clock. It sucks.
Yeah, so we're going to try to do that. I'll know before the next meeting, try to schedule the meeting earlier.
I'm fine with 6:30, and he's here for other meetings at 6:30.
It should go off of what the sheriff needs to do.
I think it should be a collective decision.
We'll try to get it. We're going to try to get it as soon as we can, because we're going to see what schedules are, and we'll know for the main meeting. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh, yeah, aye.
Okay, thank you all.
Yay.
All right, now we can do... Frank,